Good morning. It is still morning. It's 11:33 a.m. I should be back before noon. It's a late start. I got up early, but it was an ugly morning out there early. And I messed up my timing. Today was the day I had to take the younger progeny to the orthodontist for a consultation. And so I had to get her up, and then I had to stay around the house to make sure she stayed up. And then we spent an hour and a half at the orthodontist. So, yeah, I'm out late. Almost didn't come out today. But today, January the 12th, 2017, is the 10th anniversary of the day I started writing Quarter Share. It was today, 10 years ago, that I wrote Call Me Ishmael. And I sort of had to walk today.
Hi.
Good morning. So I'm out. I'm walking. Freezing my butt off. It's cold. It's 32. It might be as high as 34. But it's... Well, at this point, it's pretty much overcast. And the wind is blowing. Depending on where I am at the moment. Right here, it's not too bad. Down in the neighborhood, I'm protected, but out exposed. The wind is whistling through the house. Slippery bit. Cars going by, and I'm in the middle of the street. On ice. Always fun. Not really. So anyway, this morning we saw Bald Eagle as we were pulling out of the orthodontist's office. Given how much I'm going to owe them. The eagle pooped. For them, anyway. It's bound to be interesting. So off we go. Here we are. 10 years later. 10 years, 12 books. I don't know how many millions of words. I really don't know. There's a million published, I think. I'd go through the exercise, but I'd have to tell you it out loud, and it's embarrassing, so I won't. But it's a lot of words. 12 books. On average, it's only 1.2 books a year, which is kind of slow. And I haven't published a book since August. The biggest fallow period was brown. The biggest fallow period was for reissuing all of the books under my own imprint. And between 2012 and 2014, I didn't publish any new books. I didn't write any new books. I should have been writing new books while I was slowly working my way through the old books. The problem is, one-man band. I don't have people that I can say, okay, make this work. I have an editor, and I lean on Karen Conlon. But I don't have a production assistant. I don't really need a production assistant. What I really need is somebody here at the house to do my chores. To keep me on track, which is what the bullet journal is going to do. I worked on the office yesterday again, and actually used it for a little bit yesterday. Plan to use it again this afternoon. The chair in there is not awfully comfortable, but it's not terribly uncomfortable either. It's a sleeping futon. If you unfold it, it becomes a cot. But at the moment, there's so much junk in there that it's... Well, there's less now, but there was so much junk in there, couldn't unfold it. But I made a list. I'm checking it twice. I'm going to go take care of the things that I can take care of in terms of clothes. There's a lot of extra clothing stacked and stowed in there. I will take care of that. Which will take off the top layer, and then there's a bunch of odd electronics which should go in a box and get sent to the recycle bin. Somebody's Doritos. Go. I've been walking since 2011, March of 2011. So more than half the time I've been out here flogging the sidewalk. 1,280 episodes, 2,500 miles. Now on my third pair of boots. That breeze is harsh. Monk Post. the challenge I'm finding, I've probably talked about this before, but the challenge I'm finding is trying to make each book better than the last. And just even trying to figure out what better means. I had this sort of sensation in Milk Run that I was sort of tippy-toeing along, off, completely off balance for the entire book. Not quite sure where I was going or whether it made any sense or what I was doing with it. And I'm feeling the same way about To Fire Called. I got another hour in on it last night, and it's still the right book. I found one place where I need to change a detail. And it's right near the end, when I was writing too fast for my brain, I think. So I've got to change a detail so that it fits better, so that the story goes better. There's a problem. I have a problem with people getting hit over the head and then becoming lucid and pain-free. That isn't exactly the way things work, physiologically. And so I know it's one of the things that people who know better get a little peeved about. So there's actually a much better solution, and I need to put that in so that I can go forward with the new solution to the last few pages. I got 255 pages of manuscript already for this one book. It's only 67,000 words. For me, it really only needs to break 80 to be a quote novel unquote. That's sort of my threshold, bottom level. And at this point, I have a hard time not hitting that if I just finish out the plot line as it's written. So I need to get over myself and have this actually be done. So then I can go through and say, all right, Dan, what am I going to do to make this actually right? And so far, I haven't gone through from the beginning with the ideas that I have for it so far. So far, it's going pretty well. As I'm walking along thinking about the story, I try to think, how's this going to work? How does this? Because I got a big confrontation scene coming along. And I'm trying to figure out how to make it fly, how to make it sing. I'm trying to figure out how to make it just work to begin with. What are the pieces that need to be in play? Oh my God, that's cool. Holy crap. Wow. I just came off the backside of the neighborhood. I'm now going north into the wind. Mercy day. Wow. So yeah, I think I've got a cute twist here. I'm excited. Yeah, okay. Son of a gun. The thermals and the jacket are doing a good job. Put the big hood back up. Get a little windshield. I'm turning slightly so I can put the wind to my side. It's a little better. Holy crap. That'll freeze your buttocks off. Or in this case, my face cheeks, not my butt cheeks. Cold blowing right in my ear. So 10 years. From the time I started to the time I became a full-time author was 5 and a half. And it was really 6 before I started earning the money that I needed. But I had some put away to tide me over for those last 6 months. And once I finally cut loose riding and started producing again, made all the difference. And now I have to package up a bunch of books and send them off. And I may need to order some more. But for the moment, I'm going to jump into the garage where it's at least out of the wind. For the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.